Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. Welcome, everybody, to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Today's episode will be a special episode, as we are 10 days away from one of the biggest WrestleMania main events of all time, that being Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. So this episode will be called WrestleMania 39, Roman or Cody. So before I get into the episode, I'm going to say, if this is your first time joining me, thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. If you haven't already, follow me on Twitter at The Battle Club Guy. Check out my Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Like some of my videos, subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. I'm working my way to 2,000 YouTube subscribers. I have some videos uploaded from when we went to WWE Road to WrestleMania Super Show at Madison Square Garden. It was a great show. I attended with my girlfriend and my mom. Uploaded Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa, uploaded the Triple Threat Women's Match, the Men's Battle Royal, Cody Rhodes' entrance, his post-match promo. So definitely check it out. Cody Rhodes' entrance video is currently at 1,000 views, so definitely check that out on the YouTube channel. So let's get into today's episode. WrestleMania 39, Roman or Cody? We are 10 days away from WrestleMania 39, Night 2, Saturday, April 2nd, from SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles, California, technically Inglewood, California. You know, they say Inglewood's up to no good, and I think Roman Reigns is going to be up to no good come WrestleMania 39. Like I said, it's the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The WWE Undisputed Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. And the big question, the question that I've been struggling to get an answer, get my own answer. I see people on Twitter getting into arguments with me about it. I see other people arguing about it. Who wins this match? Roman Reigns or Cody Rhodes? Let's look at Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns won the Universal Championship on April 3rd. Roman Reigns won the Universal Championship on August 20th, 2020 at WWE Payback in a triple threat match that he inserted himself in with Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. Pinned Braun Strowman on August 20th, 2020 to win that Universal Championship. Fast forward to April 3rd, 2022, WrestleMania 38, we were in attendance for that. Roman Reigns defeated WWE Champion Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. Roman Reigns would unify the Universal title and the WWE title, and he would become the first ever undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Here's a list of all the wrestlers Roman Reigns has defeated since becoming Universal Champion. His own bloodline member, Jey Uso. Braun Strowman, Kevin Owens on multiple occasions, Daniel Bryan, Edge, Cesaro, Rey Mysterio, John Cena, Finn Balor. He even beat Finn Balor when Finn Balor had his persona, Demon Finn Balor. Brock Lesnar on multiple occasions, Sami Zayn on multiple occasions, Goldberg, Matt Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul. Most recently, he beat Kevin Owens at the Royal Rumble, and then he would beat Sami Zayn at Elimination Chamber. So, a very incredible, impressive list of opponents Roman Reigns has defeated since becoming Universal Champion. For 933-plus days, Roman Reigns has been Universal Champion. Roman Reigns will be at 944 days as Universal Champion come WrestleMania 39, Night 2. On Night 2 of WrestleMania, Roman Reigns will be 56 days away from reaching a huge milestone that would be 1,000 days as Universal Champion. Roman Reigns has main evented 6 WrestleManias. 6 WrestleManias Roman Reigns has main evented. Very impressive. Now his challenger, Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes left WWE back in 2016. Cody Rhodes would go on an indie tour. He would tear it up in the indies. I saw him at Northeast Wrestling. I saw him wrestle for Ring of Honor. Fast forward January 1st, 2019, Cody Rhodes, along with the Young Bucks, Chris Jericho, announced the launching of a new wrestling company, All Elite Wrestling. Cody Rhodes helped launch All Elite Wrestling. Cody Rhodes was an executive vice president for All Elite Wrestling. He also wrestled for the company. Cody Rhodes would fail to negotiate a new contract. Cody Rhodes will relinquish his executive vice president position. And Cody Rhodes and his wife, Brandi Rhodes, left AEW in February 2022. Cody Rhodes would make a surprise return back to WWE WrestleMania 38. I was in attendance for that. He was Seth Rollins' open challenge at WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes not only defeated Seth Rollins at WrestleMania 38, Cody Rhodes would go on to defeat Seth Rollins 3 times from April to June of 2022. Cody Rhodes defeated Seth Rollins for the 3rd time inside Hell in the Cell at the Hell in the Cell event in Chicago. Not only did Cody Rhodes defeat Seth Rollins for the 3rd time, Cody Rhodes would defeat Seth Rollins with a torn pectoral muscle. His pec was completely torn off the bone. His whole arm was purple. He looked like he was half Thanos, half Cody Rhodes. It was insane. Cody Rhodes is a 3-time AEW TNT champion. He's a former Ring of Honor champion, a former NWA champion. He's also a 2-time WWE Intercontinental champion, and he's the 2023 WWE Men's Royal Rumble winner. But you know what Cody Rhodes has never done? Cody Rhodes has never main evented WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes has never won the WWE World Championship. Now the question is, Roman Reigns or Cody Rhodes? And that's a question I have been trying to put a definite answer to, because I voice my opinions on Twitter for you guys. Some people agree with me, some people don't. Most people don't agree with me. When I look at it, I first say, I'll give you reasons why Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania, and I'm going to give you reasons why Cody Rhodes should win at WrestleMania. Because they both should win, but we only can have one winner. That's how wrestling works. Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania because WWE has built Roman Reigns as this unbeatable god of a wrestler, okay? It's hard to book someone like Roman Reigns and keep them going this long. This man has had this championship for 933 days. That's a long time in pro wrestling. We're not in the 80s and the 90s anymore. This isn't the Hulk Hogan, the Bob Backlunds, the Bruno Sammartinos. 933 days. That is so impressive, okay, to keep us invested in the Roman Reigns character, the Bloodline storyline. Roman Reigns and the Bloodline are the top storyline in WWE, the top storyline in pro wrestling. You can argue with me till you're blue in the face. I watch WWE, I watch AEW, I watch Impact, I watch all wrestling. Roman Reigns is the top wrestler in pro wrestling. I'm not talking about Kenny Omegas, I'm not talking about your John Moxleys, I'm talking about as a whole, Roman Reigns is the attraction, okay? So for 933 days, Roman Reigns has carried WWE on his back, okay? Roman Reigns was champion during the pandemic. Roman Reigns is champion now. So if I'm looking at this from a business standpoint, right, and I work for WWE, I say, okay, 933 days. You know what would be really cool? Roman Reigns, 1,000-day champion. Because Roman Reigns isn't getting any younger, okay? Cody Rhodes is the next guy up. But the question is, when is Cody Rhodes' time? So I think Roman Reigns should retain at WrestleMania. Not because I don't think Cody Rhodes deserves it. Because trust me, Cody Rhodes deserves his moment. He will get his moment. But Roman Reigns, 1,000 days. 1,000 days Roman Reigns. That just has a nice ring to it. I know how this stuff works. Okay, from a business standpoint, you got to think of it. You know, you're not going to be able to have another champion for 1,000 days. It's not going to happen. So they have something very special here. So my first reason I think Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania, to keep that winning streak going, get to 1,000 days as Universal Champion. Another reason I think Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania, I want Cody Rhodes to chase Roman longer. I want Cody Rhodes to prove to us that he deserves to dethrone the almighty god of a man that is Roman Reigns. Because yes, he came back from injury, he won the Royal Rumble, but he won the Royal Rumble at number 30. That's the easiest spot to win the Royal Rumble. Not knocking him at all, but that's the easiest spot to win the Royal Rumble from. And there's more to this story that we can get. I think Roman Reigns should win because you got the whole conflicting bloodline, right? You got Solo, you got Jace conflicted because he still has his friendship for Sammy, but he can't because he has to pledge his allegiance to Roman. And they got Jimmy in there, you got Heyman. Another reason I think Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania is because they're going to Puerto Rico next month for WWE Backlash. This is the first time WWE is going to Puerto Rico in, like, what, 15 years? Roman Reigns going into Puerto Rico at WWE Backlash as your champion, that sells your tickets right there. That's your attraction right there. And another reason I think Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania is because the way the story is going, when I look at it, I feel like someone will cost Roman Reigns the match, but I think we will get we could get a disqualification. I think we could get Jimmy or Jay attacking Roman, make Roman lose via DQ, so Cody Rhodes wins via DQ, but you can't win the title on a disqualification. So Cody technically wins, but Roman keeps the titles. So Roman really wins. Those are my reasons why I think Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania. Reasons why I think Cody Rhodes should win at WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes is the top babyface in WWE right now. He's selling merch everywhere. I went to the Royal Rumble. His shirt sold out like crazy. We went to Queens, New York to the big horror event. Cody Rhodes, I waited 3 hours to meet Cody Rhodes. He stayed all day to meet everyone. Cody Rhodes is a man of the people. So I think Cody Rhodes should win at WrestleMania because he is the guy in WWE. He is your next guy. Another reason I think Cody Rhodes should win at WrestleMania. WWE doesn't do a good job making baby faces. They don't. You know, Roman Reigns is technically a heel. They do not do a good job booking baby faces. They have done a great job booking Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes promos. He brings you in. This past Monday on Raw, he said to Roman, after WrestleMania, it's going to be a Roman without any more Reigns. Excuse me. It's going to be a chief without a tribe. So Cody Rhodes does a great job making you feel a part of this story, making you feel invested in this story. So I think Cody Rhodes is a top babyface right now. Another reason I think Cody Rhodes should win at WrestleMania. Who's left for Roman Reigns to beat? If Cody loses at WrestleMania, what's next for Roman? He's not going to give Cody a rematch at Backlash if Cody loses. Now, yes, he could go, Roman could take a break, could go away for a couple months, right? And Cody Rhodes goes on a summer of Cody, like I said, you know? But, you know, that would be a reason why, that would be another reason why Roman should win, because I keep preaching this summer of Cody. Cody loses at WrestleMania, but then he proves himself. He goes on to win Money in the Bank, challenges Roman for a rematch at SummerSlam in a sold-out Ford Field, you know, 50, 60,000 plus fans. Cody gets his moment at SummerSlam. But Roman Reigns should win at WrestleMania because there's really no one else for him to face. Unless he starts fighting within the bloodline, but then your bloodline implodes, your bloodline crumbles. And another reason Cody Rhodes should win at WrestleMania, because you got to strike while the iron is hot. You got to pull the trigger at the right moment. WrestleMania 39 is the right moment for Cody Rhodes. All the fans are behind him. Everybody wants Cody to win. I want Cody to win. So I think they need to pull the trigger while the iron is hot, and they need to have Cody Rhodes defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania to become the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion. So there you go, folks. Those are my reasons to why Roman Reigns should win, and those are my reasons why Cody Rhodes should win. Now, who will win? I don't know. We're 10 days away from WrestleMania 39, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for that undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And I think both men should win, but we only can have one winner. I will do an official predictions show for you guys next week. I'll upload that and give my official predictions on who I think will win each match at WrestleMania 39. But I'm going to say thank you for joining me, folks, for today's episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. As always, follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on up to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. In 10 days, one of the biggest WrestleMania matches will take place at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. For 933 plus days, Roman Reigns has been the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Will Roman continue his reign and move on closer to 1,000 days as undisputed WWE Universal Champion? Or will the American Nightmare finish the story? And will the American Nightmare remind Roman what it is to lose? And will there be a Roman with no more reigns? And will Cody Rhodes become the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion? We'll find out live, 10 days away, WrestleMania 39. Till next time.